Seattle and Denver meet to play the Super Bowl on Sunday. We'll see who the best sports team is in football then. That's not the only bowl about to be played. There's also the Startup Bowl, and Seattle could win that too. Todd Bishop, writer for GeekWire, regular KUOW guest, is here to tell us about the Startup Bowl and more tech news. Todd, good to see you again.
It's great to see you too, Steve.
It's good to see you sitting in that chair again. All right, what's the Startup Bowl? Whose idea was this?
Here's the good news. We've already won.
We won.
We've won, yeah.
I wonder what the spread was on it.
It was significant. It was many hundreds of millions of dollars. Let me put it that way. My colleague John Cook came up with this idea. He said, you know, we've got this big rivalry previously with the Bay Area for the NFC Championship, and, you know, we trounced them in the game, if not in the startup market, and now we're going up against the greater Denver Boulder area, and in fact the Seattle area's technology community is much stronger than that area. It in a lot of ways, Seattle and, you know, places like New York and Austin would dispute this, but, you know, Seattle really is the second to Silicon Valley in so many different ways, and we see it here.
Why would New York or Boston dispute that?
Oh, because they have a lot of hometown pride, and in a lot of surveys, they're right up there with us. But if you look at things, for example, like venture capital investing in 2013, you know, Washington State had 126 deals with $913 million invested. Colorado only had about $14 million invested in, you know, just about 79 deals. But then you also look at the tech giants, Microsoft, Amazon, you know, even some tech giants that fly under the radar here, companies like Valve Software, the company behind Steam, which is the big video game platform based right over there in Bellevue, controls about 70% of the market for PC video game downloads. So Seattle is a very strong technology market when you stack it up in a competition like this.
Well, I didn't know Valve was that big.
Oh, Valve, in terms of their market penetration, is giant. And they're only getting bigger when you look at the Steam Box consoles that they're going to be coming out with in partnership with a bunch of hardware vendors out there. Gabe Newell, who's running that company, is doing some very big things.
So is that in competition with the Xbox?
Not directly. It's funny. Don Matrick, the former Microsoft Xbox chief, before he left to go to Zynga, I asked him if he saw Valve as a competitor, and he downplayed it. He sees Apple and Google as a competitor because Microsoft Xbox is getting more into the broader living room entertainment arena. But Valve is a very strong company, and I think they might just blindside a few of those big companies like Sony and Nintendo and Microsoft in some ways.
How interesting. Well, what about Microsoft? You know, they have gone through struggles. Last month, you wrote in a column, they posted record revenue, business up 14% from last year. So why are they doing well?
You know, Microsoft is doing well primarily because businesses continue to buy its software, even if consumers don't buy its smartphones and tablets to the extent that they do Apple's tablets and the iPhone.
Right.
So Apple, just in a few minutes here, will actually be releasing its quarterly results for the December quarter as well. So we'll be able to see how they stacked up against Microsoft. But Microsoft had a good quarter. They announced last Thursday they beat Wall Street's expectations. They had strong revenues. The interesting thing that's happening is one main reason the revenues are going up is that they're selling more devices, in particular the Xbox One. Now, that is a drastic departure from Microsoft's traditional software business, where the profit margins are very, very high. And so the issue there is, even if Microsoft's revenue goes up, they're not over time going to be making as much money on the bottom line, as much profit, as they have in the past, because their business is changing so much.
But does that mean software is still front and center for the company?
You know, in terms of the stuff that actually makes the most money, absolutely. You can see Microsoft, especially on the business software side, making good money in terms of its sales of Windows, Office, Office 365, Windows Azure, traditional software and services to businesses, even if some of those software and services are now delivered through the cloud.
So are they going to get a CEO who focuses on software?
Man, that is the multi-billion dollar question. It's the, you know, the $500 billion question. I think nobody knows.
Clock's ticking, isn't it?
One of the internal candidates is Satya Nadella, who runs that part of Microsoft's business, very focused on the servers, Windows Azure. And he is, for that reason, I believe, one of the leading candidates. He's also just a very strong personality, a good, experienced executive. Not as splashy as some of the folks who've been rumored for the job, such as Ford CEO Alan Mulally, who is now officially out of the running. But I think you could see the next CEO of Microsoft take the company in a direction that doubles down more on some of these areas that actually do make money and treat some of the consumer things more as projects versus actual products. Things are in such flux there right now, so up in the air, it's hard to make any predictions.
You met some top executives from Alibaba. They were in town recently. Alibaba is a Chinese company.
That's right. Alibaba, for people who haven't heard of it, it's essentially the Amazon and eBay and PayPal of China, all rolled into one with a little bit of Google mixed in. Fascinating company. It looks like they're going to be making their initial public offering later this year. And they were actually in the Seattle region last week, ostensibly to make friends, but really under the covers behind the scenes, it was clear they were laying the groundwork for some recruiting. Many Chinese-American and Chinese technology workers based here in the Seattle region, and there were a ton of them out at the event that I went to in Bellevue. And it's pretty clear that they are looking to recruit top talent from the likes of Microsoft and Amazon.
Oh, that's wild. So they're coming here to get trained workers, have them work for Alibaba in China and around the world.
In China and around the world, they have a Silicon Valley engineering office. I also asked their chief technology officer if they would ever open a Seattle office. He said before they visited last week, he would have said definitively no.
Really?
Now that he came and visited, got a sense for how things actually are here, he said the strength of the tech community surprised him, and he would actually be open to opening an engineering office for Alibaba here in the Seattle region.
He didn't know we had won the startup.
Exactly. Clearly, probably not closely following the NFL.
What kind of competition are they going to bring to the PayPal and Amazon and eBay?
They are, in fact, looking at expanding around the world. It will probably start with cloud computing services, the idea of putting data centers in the United States that could service companies in the U.S. that want to reach the Chinese market, or developers in China that want to be able to reach customers here in the U.S. So you will see Alibaba become much more of an international technology presence. This is one of those companies that's just going to be fascinating to watch because of their market power and presence.
Todd Bishop is co-founder of GeekWire, regular KUOW guest. Good to talk to you again.
Same here, Steve. Thank you.
This is The Record.